the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph, Jay, Erdo, Trisha, Eric.
Woo-hoo!
And what a show today. This is going to be a nice surprise for people who we have on. And Eric, I don't even think you know who's on. You do.
Yes. I know who's on.
And it's not
Joseph
other...
J. Erdo!
Yeah. No. Calm down there, buddy.
Oh. It will be,
hi, I'm Dr. Ruth.
Did I sound like her?
No, but I could use some advice.
No. There will be no advice on this show.
Hey, I can use some advice,
we,
too.
We're going to keep it pretty tame, right? Right, Eric?
I mean, what else does she talk about?
Well, we'll talk about the play.
Is she going to give out some recipes or something?
She does.
Actually, there's a lot about Dr. Ruth that people don't know, and we'll get to the point of that.
Yeah,
later on in the
you
show.
You can't say point on the show.
Yes,
will
I can.
Will we be
to
taking
Dr.
calls?
We'll see.
Not. We'll see.
But it depends on how much time we have, because you know what? When she had her show going, she was known for having millions and millions of watchers and listeners on her radio show and her TV show, because she was the first groundbreaking when it came to family and sexual relations.
Yeah, and if she doesn't have time to answer the questions,
I will.
Well, I was going to say I would, too.
Yeah. Oh, we'll all be in trouble then.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute, fun. Joseph. How would you be an expert? Like, how would you write a book, Sex for Dummies?
It would be...
She wrote a book,
Keyword
Sex dummies.
For Dummies. No, but that would be fun where, you know, Dave would give it a response, I would be in another room, and then I would try to respond to the same question.
Oh, that's like the newlywed game.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of like that. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, like if you're...
Now, wait a minute. Are you trying to say that he's much more experienced than you are?
No, I'm just saying it would be fun because it would be a different, you know, different demographic.
Different age.
Yeah, definitely. A different demographic.
That was a nice way of saying I'm older.
No, but that is actually, I'll tell you, it's all of the things, like you were just talking about the show that the doctors had the other day on, that show would not have been possible if it hadn't been for Dr. Ruth. And I'm sorry, think about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah,
and
Supreme Court Justice.
Some of the things that she has said that now, because of what Dr. Ruth did back in the day, it's more acceptable.
Well, you know, and those
because
things,
we didn't used to talk about anything.
And those things that I was talking about, and you'll know that I was discussing the doctors from 2 days ago.
Right.
If you've watched it, you know what those devices are.
Prophylactics, huh?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I was given one of those at New Year's Eve.
And you blew it up.
I didn't know. I said.
Tied a string to it.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't blow it up because there was no helium. I didn't know.
It still works. It can still rise.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note.
To the occasion.
On that note, the song that brought us in today.
We're getting ready, aren't we?
Into today's show, on a much more respectful note, was the Eagles with Take It Easy. Of course, we lost Glenn Frey earlier
what?
This week.
What?
Oh, I know.
Oh, you knew that.
You know, I tell you, I'm really not liking 2016.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's dying. All the cool
Everybody's
people are dying.
Everybody's a lot of talent.
Yes.
I love the Eagles. Eric, did you love the Eagles?
One of my all-time favorite bands.
And Joseph
absolutely.
And Trisha,
I know. And my uncle Don in Illinois, he absolutely loved the Eagles.
Don Henley is your uncle?
Nope, not that one. I wouldn't be here.
Really?
What?
We thought you loved us.
Your uncle is your daddy?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
He'd be on tour.
Yes, I'd be on tour.
Oh.
He'd be lifting crates for Don.
Right. But the Eagles, of course, a great band, and Glenn Frey will be playing some of their music throughout today's show.
Oh, good.
Not all. We've got some other segments, of course. We're going to play some special, don't spoil it, but some special music for Dr. Ruth, and we've got some special music
that we'll play. For some of our guests, because we've got some other really awesome guests.
Yes. We've got on someone from the X-Files, which premieres tomorrow night on Fox.
Oh my goodness! Have you been seeing the teasers for that on TV. Intense.
I'll be watching it. 6-episode event. Actress Aliza Villani. I hope that's how you pronounce her name. She will be joining us in our next hour to talk about her role on The X-Files. She works closely with, I think, Skulder.
Ooh.
And
Skulder.
Yes, not Skulder.
Mulder, isn't it Mulder?
Scully.
Mulder and
see,
Skulder?
See, I just combined their names.
Scully and Mulder.
Scully and Mulder.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like Skulder. Well, but you know how they do that with Brangelina
for so long. You know that's why.
Yeah. So that's
well,
why.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody. So that's why I thought you were doing that on purpose. I was looking at you like. Okay.
It was completely
Skulder.
Intentional.
No, it wasn't.
And also, we'll be playing some special music for our special guest, Alan Powell. Trisha and I got a chance to speak with him earlier this week. It's the second time we've had him here on the show. And so we'll be playing several different songs from him, from the soundtrack of the song, which was on my best list 2 years ago. And we'll be reviewing his new movie, Caged No More. And today, Breakthrough Entertainment is using its influence to stop human trafficking. This is a terrible, terrible situation that is very real and very tragic. So we will be telling you a little bit more about that today in the movie Caged No More. But in the meantime, everyone go out there, hashtag Caged No More. That's one way that you can make a difference, and just to spread the word. Hashtag Caged No More. And one more thing before you share the information, Dave, that I know that you're wanting to share about this hour. But one more thing. Go to stre.am/breakradioshow. Again, that's stre.am/breakradioshow for our in-studio webcam.
Woohoo!
Oh, say that again.
stre.am/breakradioshow,
and you can interact with us as well. We've got all of our viewers, and you can talk to us. We'll be giving you shout outs throughout the show, and if you have any questions for our guests, that's one way that we could take our questions for our
yeah that way
our
we could
doctor.
Screen them a little bit. Yes,
yeah, I
yes.
mean we gotta there are gonna be some wacky questions probably.
Well,
I've got some wacky questions.
We can screen them out, I think.
How do you use this?
Yeah, we okay. Well,
demonstrations are very difficult on radio, Joseph.
We'll
that's why
we
have the webcam.
Maybe,
but she's not in studio with
Joseph's me. Questions are going to start from the beginning.
Yeah. So here we are. So this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive. And, of course, our friend Alexander, really, just when I think of him, integrity, honesty, the guy is a great mechanic. And if you have any car needs, definitely visit Alexander. Tell him I said hi, Breakthrough Entertainment, 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix, and call him at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Alexander, he's the best. He really is. Oh, I just love that
I'll
guy.
Tell you, definitely. He
he's
takes
our personal
such good,
mechanic.
Oh, you know what? He
nice
should be
guy.
Everybody's. He's like family.
He is.
He takes every person's car and treats it like it's his own. Make sure you get the best service and that he just takes care of you and he fits within your needs, the things that you need. It's just awesome.
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
All right.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really liking this stre.am, our stream feed, because you've got me, and then in the background, you see this really scary image of Dave's reflection over Eric.
Really?
Yes. Yes, because you see the window behind us where Eric is
funny.
Sitting, and you see Eric's body, but then you see Dave's reflection. Oh, now you ruined it, Eric.
I didn't want to be part of that.
It's really ghostly looking.
He's like
ghostly.
It's like, yeah, like Dave is hovering over you.
Yes.
What is going on here?
Very creepy.
That
but
will be our Halloween special.
Yes, but please, everyone, yeah. If you have any comments, please share them with us on stream. And also, we should remind everyone: go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and you can join us on Facebook. Where you can.
How do you flip stream comments. From camera to camera?
From camera, you
forward to back.
You have to click on, let's see, there's, I think on the live, no, I don't know how, I did it initially. Yeah, I don't know, I would have to work on it.
Okay, so this is our first example, gentlemen. You always prepare and try something out first instead of saying,
oh, there
let's
you do.
Figure
you,
this out.
You click on the three little dots, like three little pigs, and that opens a menu. And then there's the flash and all that stuff. Yeah. So are you on stream as well?
It's playing, yes.
Oh, nice.
It's live.
Oh, it's live. It's alive.
So which one is that? Stream? Like, not as in me stream.
No, as in we're streaming video.
Yeah, we're live streaming right here. We are part of the new generation, all that fun, you know?
Oh, the Pepsi generation.
Yeah, that too.
But they're using the .am extension of the domain.
Yes.
Correct.
So that they can make stream out of it.
Exactly.
Got it.
And we should also note Go Cards.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Cardinals.
Oh.
Go Cardinals.
That's right. Go Cards.
But, you know, has anybody heard? I mean, with the big storm and everything?
You know,
that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if everybody's going to be watching it from home, whether that's going to change the feel in the stadium.
That's true.
Right? Do you actually watch football, Joseph?
Yeah, I do.
The first
like Sunday in February, there's this thing on where they play football in the middle of a bunch of commercials.
And sometimes
they
have wardrobe malfunctions.
Sometimes, yeah. There's this. I watch. There's this concert that they put on, and they have all these commercials around it as well. And then sometimes they play footballs. Hey, I've got a question.
Yeah.
Is the plural of football feetball?
No.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Yeah,
Dave says
ball.
Yes.
It's not.
No.
Okay. No, it is.
No.
It's feet.
If you have more than one football, it's footballs.
Okay. Maybe we should ask.
Ask
our doctor about footballs.
No. We don't want to ask.
If you have that problem, then there. I think that's that says a lot.
Yes.
Wow. But Joseph, you're a football guy. I didn't know that.
No, but you know, go Cards.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah, definitely go Cards. And
it's also appropriate because the Cardinals color is red and Valentine's Day is coming up and our big Valentine's Day special is coming up very soon.
Oh, wow.
We'll be
What's
having
that
some candy
like?
And stuff.
Oh, candy?
Yeah.
The Candyman guy is coming back?
No, that's for Easter. We've got candy for Valentine's. So we'll be doing some special in-studio Valentine's
that
stuff.
That should be
and
fun.
And the kissing booth will be up. I will be, accepting... No, paying outward for
paying.
I was going to say, you'll be in the negative when that's over with.
I was going to say, he's not stuttering here at
you'll
all.
You'll be in the red.
Right,
no,
right.
No, no.
But we should take a quick break so we can get to Caged No More, a review of that. But in the meantime, let's hear a little bit more from Glenn Frey and the Eagles with Desperado. This song has been in a lot of different movies. I think most memorably for me, of course, from In America, where the little girl sings it. And she's from Ireland, immigrated here to America, and she's singing it, I think, was part of her talent show.
If there's a piano in here, I'd be playing this live for you.
You would.
Wow.
Eric, you don't play piano.
Yes, I do.
You do? You know
is it 5
me.
O'clock on a Saturday?
Wow.
No, is that the piano man?
Yes, it is.
That's a good one, too, right? So, Eagles, very sad, but great music. There's no question about it. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado. Oh, you ain't getting no young. Your pain and your